Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese leader expresses anger to the U.S. president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Obama said he expressed sincerest condolences and deepest regrets over the Okinawa incident. He said the two leaders spoke about other things as well.
The alliance between the United States and Japan is a critical foundation for the security of both of our countries. That alliance has also helped to fortify peace and security throughout the region.
President Obama speaking in Japan. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada has been appointed a new chief following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone attack last week. The new Taliban leader was deputy to Mansour, along with Sirajuddin Haqqani, the leader of the Haqqani Network. Haqqani retained his position while the son of the group's founder, Mullah Yaqub, has been appointed as a second deputy to the new Taliban chief. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner exchange with Russia. Two suspected Russian soldiers were released from Ukraine. This is VOA News. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds Hillary Clinton and previous secretaries of state failed to follow guidelines to avoid security risks when using personal emails for official business. The report was to have been released Thursday, but State Department officials hastily called a news conference Wednesday to answer reporters' questions about the findings after they were leaked. Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct official business, which was her obligation to do so. In U.S. political news, a New Mexico rally for presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump was disrupted Tuesday evening by demonstrators who broke through barricades. Dozens of police officers, many on horseback, repeatedly warned protesters to stay away from the sidewalk in front of the rally venue. Bottles and rocks were reportedly thrown. Trump Wednesday shrugged off the demonstration.
Last night, you know, we were in New Mexico and it was beautiful. And we actually, you wouldn't believe it, to watch television within that arena. It was like a love fest. It was beautiful. Packed place. And outside they showed some other things, but, you know, it's one of those things.
Donald Trump. The head of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration admits it is going to be a difficult summer for air travelers in the U.S. Peter Neffinger told a congressional hearing Wednesday that the agency is taking several steps to ease the congestion plaguing the nation's airport. Neffinger told lawmakers the agency is sending new screeners to the nation's busiest airports in Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and other hubs. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the opposition says it will go ahead Thursday with demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila. We get more from William Close.
The opposition in the DRC hopes to strike back against President Joseph Kabila after two major setbacks this month. Moise Katumbi, as yet the only opposition leader to declare his candidacy for president, was indicted, accused of recruiting American mercenaries, which he denies. And the Constitutional Court ruled that Kabila can stay in office if November elections are postponed, as many think they will be. Kabila's term officially ends December 19th. The opposition has reacted furiously, announcing nationwide marches against what one major coalition called the gravediggers of democracy. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
Taking a look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were up, and on Wednesday, Asian markets closed mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.